Exclusive. RNC Chair Michael Whatley: Trump absolutely dominant, Biden weak in every respect. By Hannah Knudsen on June 28, 2024. Former President Donald Trump was absolutely dominant in Thursday night's debate, and President Joe Biden was weak in every respect. Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairman Michael Whatley said during a Friday appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Absolutely dominant performance by President Trump. You know, this entire election is going to come down to strength versus weakness. And what we saw on the stage last night was President Trump's strength, Whatley said when asked for his take on Thursday night's debate. Watch, Scarborough on Biden debate performance. Trump will win in 2024 unless there's a change. He was concise. He was specific. He defended his record very, very well. And he talked about solutions for the country going forward. How we're going to get out of the mess that Joe Biden has unleashed on America, he said. And Joe Biden was weak in every respect, and he was completely unable to defend his record. He came up with absolutely no new policy prescriptions. All he wants to do is double down on all of his failed policies that have really, truly put America in a ditch right now. Just could not have been a stronger performance by President Trump. The RNC chair continued, doubting how realistic it would be for Democrats to replace Biden. And ultimately, he said that it would not matter. Because there's not a single Democratic nominee that is going to have a single position that's different from Joe Biden. Watch, FMR. Obama campaign manager, Biden looked about 30 years apart from Trump. Regardless, Whatley said the RNC and Trump are having a great day today. He also reminded people not to forget that Trump had a strong performance, despite the news cycle focusing on Democrat panic over Biden's debate performance. I mean, he delivered last night, and he hit all of his marks. You know, I think that the interesting thing, everybody wants to talk about how bad Joe Biden was, and don't get me wrong, he was bad, right? But President Trump hit every single mark that he needed to hit last night and turned in an absolutely dominant debate performance, he said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Michael Whatley, June 28, 2024. Trump, he asserted, has the facts of reality on his side. Gasoline prices are 55% higher than they were 4 years ago. It costs twice as much to buy a home today as it did 4 years ago. Grocery prices are 20% higher. And Americans' wages, real wages, have gone down over the last 4 years. And what we saw last night was, President Biden, doubling down on every single one of those policies. We've seen the Democrats in Congress and then Senate doubling down on every single one of the policies that have put us in this position, he said. Donald Trump is putting solutions on the table. Republican candidates are putting solutions on the table because we understand what is hurting the American families. And we're going to put solutions on the table to win, he continued, noting that there is immense enthusiasm on our side. You know, we actually think of the fundraising totals as a measure of enthusiasm. In May, we raised $141 million. 2 million donors. A third of those donors had never given to a political candidate before. 700,000 new people gave for the first time to Donald Trump. I mean, that's a poll in and of itself, and so I expect. And I haven't gotten a report yet, but I expect that our fundraising over the course of last night and what we're going to see over the next several days is going to reflect that enthusiasm, especially at the small dollar level, Whatley predicted. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.